So are you all ready for 2014? Psyched up. Ready. Made some New Year's resolutions. Have you broken them yet? I must say, end of last year, I was thinking, man, I need a long holiday to get psyched up for 2014. But it's amazing when you go away a bit and you just let go of everything and you just become quiet before the Lord and suddenly you get ready again. And so I am so excited about this year. Just some of the things that I feel the Lord has been sharing with me, just sharing with me about this year, what He wants to do. I have massive expectations. So I hope you have as well. And so this morning, I'm going to encourage you for this year. Going to get you focused. And as I said earlier, this whole term, we want to focus on building up our faith. We want to focus on the apostolic as well, as our missions teams are going out end of April. And so I believe our faith is going to grow in this term. So I started in December a series called The Heavenly Man. And I did the first two messages, and I'm going to sort of continue on with that message 3 and 4 next week. And this week I want to specifically focus on authority. On authority. So I just want to read this verse just as our theme scripture that I started off with. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 47 to 49. It says, the first man was of the earth. That's Adam. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's Jesus. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. That's us. We are descendants of Adam. We, in a sense, we are our bodies, our beings. We are made of dust. But then it says, and as is the heavenly man, Jesus, the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Now, who is that? What does that speak of? So also are those who are heavenly. I believe it speaks of you and me. We are destined to be heavenly as well. And then it says, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, let us also bear the image of the heavenly man. Let us be like Christ. As he is in heaven, as he is the heavenly man, let each of us become a heavenly man or a heavenly woman. Let each of us enter another dimension of the goodness and the will of God. And so when we are like the man of the earth, when we are man of dust, you know, then we succumb to a victim mentality. We can't change anything in life. You know, we just man of dust. But God wants us to take up another place, to become that heavenly man and to be truly different. You see, when we come to Christ, when you and I are born again, an incredible miracle happens. You are born into a new family, a heavenly family. You are born into a royal family. You are now royalty. You are no longer just of the earth. You are now of a heavenly family. You're part of the kingdom of God, and you take up another place in the spirit realm. Few of us are aware of that. And so I want to encourage us this morning to take up that place in the Spirit. You see, there's a superior reality, which is called heaven. A superior reality, the kingdom of God. And that superior reality, when we become aware of that, we start thinking differently, we start living differently, we start acting differently. Everything changes. Everything changes when we access the superior reality. And I believe God is holding this before us. This year is full of potential, full of opportunities. This year is like God's gift to us. But we must access the superior reality so that we can bring a change or a difference on the earth. Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit about that, the superior reality. You see, but you and I become glory-carrying sons and daughters of God. It's like He places His glory upon us and we become sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Your dad, if you are a believer this morning, your dad is the King of the universe. But are you living in a way that reveals that? Or are we living in poverty? Are we living with a poverty mentality? Are we living like victims? Are we living like orphans? Are we living in a way that does not reveal that my dad has all resources, all ability, all power, and He's a God of love, and He's kind, and He wants to bless me? He wants to bless you. Are we living according to that superior reality? And so the picture there on the first slide, it speaks of the staircase that I hear the voice of God saying, come higher. Walk up that staircase. You see, the earthly man is at the bottom. The earthly man wrestles with his sin. The earthly man is in darkness. The earthly man doesn't have means. He's a victim. He cannot change anything. The heavenly man rises above any circumstance, any obstacle, any challenge, takes up his place with God the Father, and he overcomes. And so God is calling us higher, to rise up, to walk up those stairs. You see, but there's this trap. This trap that many, many Christians fall into. I've been in that trap often. You know, we become a believer, you become a Christian, you become born again, and then you succumb to the trap of dead religion. What is that? That's a form of godliness, but denying the power. It looks Christian. It seems Christian. It talks Christian. But there's nothing backing it up. So you might look like a Christian. You might be on a Sunday and you might raise your hand. Man, that man looks like a Christian. He's raising his hands. Can you believe it? Okay, he looks like a Christian. And he goes around and he has a bumper sticker on his car that says, Jesus rocks. Everybody on the roads think he's a Christian. I hope he's driving accordingly. And he has his Jesus t-shirt on. And maybe he posts scriptures on Facebook or Twitter. And we're thinking, yo, that is a Christian. You know, going for it. And maybe he talks like a Christian. Or she talks like a Christian. Brother, I hear your heart. I will pray for you. I'll pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. We have the lingo down. We've been part of the culture. We know what it speaks like, what a Christian speaks like. But then when we say, brother, I'll pray for you. We go home and we don't think it's, you know, that's like worst case, last case scenario. Pray. But we don't really expect it to change anybody's life, do we? Maybe we do, but maybe we don't. It's so easy we become a form of godliness. And the I'll pray for you is just to comfort you. But I don't actually believe God's going to hear my voice and somebody's going to change or something's going to change. You see, it's a form of godliness. But it denies the power. It denies the fullness. And that's a trap. That's a trap that we must break out of. A form of godliness, but denying the power. I say, and that's the earthly man, a form. The earthly man just has the form. The heavenly man has the substance. The substance, the glory, a glory-carrying child of the King. What is the substance? The substance is the glory of God. The substance is the Spirit of God. The substance is the presence of the Almighty in our lives. That when we pray, heaven hears. When we speak, things happen. I access that superior reality. Man, I long for that. I long for that. I long for the fullness of that. We are going somewhere, but I long for more. And I know many of us do. So authority is found in the substance of God, not in the form. Authority and power is not found in the form of worship, but there's authority and power when a body of believers in unity get together and we worship with all our hearts. Like this morning, you could feel something shifts in the spirit. It wasn't just form. It was substance. And I believe God wants to give us more substance, but we have to long for it in our hearts. God only gives it to the hungry. He only gives it to the thirsty. He only gives it to those who want it with all their hearts. You know, you go to India, you go to a church. We've been to a few churches in India. And you go to the one church and the people, you can feel it. They are desperate for God. God moves so powerfully. You go to another church and then, you know, they've got money. They're okay. They have medical aid. They're not desperate. And they're so full of the things of the world that God is at a distance. May we be hungry this year. Are you hungry? Are you desperate? As we sang this morning, nothing compares, or as scripture I read, nothing, even saying, nothing compares to the love of God, the goodness of God. So we are going to pursue the substance this year, in this first part of the year. And so we have three life groups, three curriculums that focus on the Holy Spirit. And we want to really encourage you to sign up for one of those three. The one is the Holy Spirit, Introduction to the Holy Spirit by John Bevere. The other one is Hosting His Presence by Bill Johns. Another one, Fire Starters by Kevin Dedmond. All three of them, you're going to grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit, more substance. Okay, so you can see that in the curricula. But I see Christians, many of us are walking around like empty shells. We walk around like empty shells. Again, the form, but not the substance. We walk into our offices, we walk into the malls, we walk on the streets, and nothing changes because we have so little to give. But if we are full of the Spirit of God, if we are full of the presence of God, then things can change. Then things can change. So the picture there, we need to ascend those stairs that we may and can be clothed with the glory of God. So on the first message I shared, there was 3 points I basically made. The first one was, it should be on the screen, heavenly identity. The heavenly man has a heavenly identity. I'm a son of God. I am significant because of who my Father is. I am greatly loved. The earthly man feels insignificant and often clothed in shame. Just, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel I qualify. I don't feel God can work through me or do great things through me. Then a heavenly position is, I'm seated in glory. I have authority. The earthly man, I have no authority. I'm a victim. I cannot change anything. My boss makes a decision, that's it. I have no way of changing that. If the economy turns, I have no way of changing that. I am a victim to other people's actions and to other people's words and decisions. That's the earthly man. And then heavenly perspective. The heavenly man has a heavenly perspective. Everything is seen through the glory of God. I see potential. I see opportunity. I have hope. The earthly man, there's no hope. Nothing's going to change. This country's going to the dogs. No way of doing anything, changing anything. Despair. That's the earthly perspective. Okay, so as you can deduce, you would want to be on the heavenly side. Take up that heavenly place. Become a heavenly man. So how do we do that? How do you and I ascend that staircase? How do we take up our authority so that we can truly be a heavenly man or a heavenly woman? How do we? One word, faith, belief, knowing who God is, knowing who I am, knowing what the promises of God are that He has given to me. See, but there's an enemy, it's called the devil, and he deceives. So he comes and he comes and whispers, and he steals our authority from us. And one of the ways he does this is that he deceives us to not know what we have in Christ. He deceives us to not know what we have in Christ. We don't realize our inheritance. We don't realize what God has destined for us. You know, it's that whole thing about, you know, like relationships. That's just how it works. Marriages don't work these days anymore. That's just life. Rubbish. As a child of God, we can draw out of the glory and the goodness of God. We can receive an inheritance which says, my relationships flourish. Always. In every situation. Because my God is with me. That my God's a relational God. That's who He is. God of love. I have an inheritance. When my marriage, when there's wrestling or issues in my marriage, we can see how easy fall into despair, to give up, to, there it goes again. No, then you can come as a heavenly man or a heavenly woman. You can come before God and say, Father, I thank you that we have an inheritance found in you. I can call upon your power, your ability. I can call upon your reconciliation power to restore me and my wife, to help us to find one another. I am not a victim. I am not. You are not either. Do you know what God has in store for you? Do you know how much He loves you? You know, but I see sometimes people find themselves in a place where, okay, I'm a Christian. Christians are at the bottom of the food chain. You know, that's like really low. You know, I'm a doormat. I'm just sort of survive. Okay, Bible says, hold on till Jesus comes back. You know, that's all I can do. Just hold on. Stuff isn't working. It's okay. I must just hold on until Jesus comes back. You know, so many Christians succumb to that mentality. I shouldn't expect victory. I shouldn't expect overcoming. I shouldn't expect an abundance of finances. I shouldn't expect these things, you know, because I'm a Christian. Christians are supposed to carry our crosses. We're supposed to suffer and be sour and miserable and sad. That's what Christians do. Isn't that what Jesus did? No. Jesus was joyful. Jesus was enjoying life. Jesus overcame in every area of His life. And He went to the cross because He chose to go there. To lay down His life so we can have life. Don't succumb to that thing that I must just survive. Christian theme song. I must survive. We're called to overcome. Not just to survive. So what are you? Who are you? Are you a son or a daughter of the Most High God? Or are you just an earthly man, earthly woman, victim, holding on till Jesus comes back? There's so much more that God has in store for you. So that's the one area the enemy comes and tells us, you know, just hold on till Jesus comes back. The other thing he comes and he says, okay, that's for Andre. He's an overcomer. Me, goodness gracious. You hear that voice is saying, who do you think you are? You've got to be kidding me. I remember that you doing that and that and that. Whoa, my goodness. Being reminded of our past, the enemy comes and he lies to us and he tells us. And so we descend the staircase. We descend and become earthly and we find ourselves in darkness and despairing. So what is authority? Authority is the right to act or speak in certain ways. Authority is the right to act or speak in certain ways. Authority is delegated from God to His children. And God says, I give you the right to speak, and I give you the right to act. And because I've given you the right, my power will back you up. My ability will back you up. We were born to rule. We are sons and daughters of royalty. We are royalty. We are born to rule. Not like earthly kings, as heavenly kings. We were destined to rule over creation. That's the mandate that God gave to Adam and Eve, to all of mankind. Have dominion over the earth. And God gives that to us in Christ. But more than that, now He gives us the authority to rule over darkness. To rule over darkness. To plunder hell and establish the rule of Jesus. Wherever we go, by preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The good news of the kingdom. The kingdom means the king's domain. The king's area of rule. We are destined to rule over darkness. We are destined to see people set free. When we were in India in April last year, it was the Monday evening, we had a service with believers. And at the end of the service, I really felt that people are battling with fear. And so I asked people to come forward who battle with fear. And so there were, say, 10, 15 people in the front, and the other people came forward for other reasons as well. And so we started to sort of just pray. And there was this one lady in front, and she was doing weird movements. She was funny. And so the pastor came to me, and he said, "That woman, she has a demon." I think, "Oh, goodness. Thank you, Jesus." Okay, so this is the start of now the ministry time. This is now like showdown time, because this woman is going, arms are moving and wailing and so forth. Now, luckily, the pastor didn't give me the rest of the info. I didn't know that this lady, they had a deliverance session with this woman. So him and all these leaders of this church in India, it was a godly, blessed church. They spent 3 hours with this lady to try and get the demon out. They couldn't. And the demon would speak through this lady and tell the past, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you." So luckily I didn't know that. Okay. So now we praying for this lady. It's amazing that the enemy works with fear. He tries to make you afraid. And I have realized the enemy is small. He just seems to be big, but he's very small. And so he tries to make you afraid. And I remember I just loved this lady, and some other team members came with and prayed with us. And I think within about 5 to 10 minutes, I mean, there was wailing and crying and screaming, and then we said, "Be quiet. Quiet. Thank you, Jesus. This is good." And then we prayed for her, and she was set free, and we had a chat with her afterwards. Lovely mom of a small child, and she's been oppressed by this thing for years, and Jesus set her free within 5 to 10 minutes flat. Authority. Authority. God has destined us to have authority over every darkness, every evil, to not have this much faith in the enemy. You know, fear? Fear is faith in the enemy. No fear. Give him nothing. Give him nothing. Our God is greater. We're going to get that later in February. But the measure of his glory that rests upon us determines the measure of our authority. The measure of his presence upon our lives determines the measure of our authority. You and I, we are glory-carrying sons and daughters of God. When we speak, things happen. All of heaven backs us. Faith. Let's take up that place. Let's take up our place in the heavenlies. Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 7. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us." He loves us so much. Our heavenly dad loves us so much. It says that even when we were dead in trespasses, dead in our sins, he made us alive together with God. Let's say that. Made us alive together with Christ. Okay, so when you come to Christ, God makes you alive. You were dead. When you turn to him, when you call upon his name, he makes you alive. But it doesn't stop there. So many of us stop there. Okay, I'm now alive. But then it says, "and raised us up together." Let's say together. He raised us up together with Christ and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are seated in Christ, with Christ, in the heavenlies. We have ascended by faith. that staircase into heaven. God is saying, come higher. Come and take up your place. You're not a victim. 2014 isn't coming at us. We are coming at 2014. Come on. Let's do this. Let's do this. God has gone before us. He has prepared the way for us. Every challenge we are facing, the Lord is already there and He's made provision for it. But you and I need to ascend to that position so that we can then speak in His name and His provision and blessing and favor will shower down upon us. But if you're an earthly man, you feel terrified. You lose your peace. You lose your joy. You don't know how you're going to get out of this. You become despairing. You become hopeless. And that is not the destiny of a child of God. That is not the destiny of a child of God. That is not to be fearful and lack joy and lack peace and lack faith. That is not our destiny. But you need to know that. You need to declare that. I am a man of faith. I am a woman of faith. I am full of joy. I am full of peace. My God is with me. You need to say it. If you have to say it every day, say it. Walk into your office before the time. Go an hour earlier, half an hour earlier. Walk through the office and say, this ground is mine. Boss, in Jesus' name, you're going to be nice this year. Not to his face. Behind the scenes, you speak life. You walk through your office. Go do that this week. Don't be the victim. Get on the forefront, on the forefoot. Step forward. Go and pray and say, God, I just declare your promises over this place. I declare, Lord, I'm going to be productive this year in the workplace. I am going to have great relationships with my colleagues, with the clients, whoever it may be. It's going to work. God, I thank you for supernatural favor over my life. Lord, I thank you the kids are going to listen this year in Jesus' name. Or the teachers. Walk in there and you dictate what's going to happen this year. At home as well. Go through your house, worship. Say, God, this is a place prepared for you. Come and dwell here. Come and dwell here. Come and fill this place with your peace. Jesus said, whenever you enter a house, release your peace over the house. Let's release our peace over the house, over the workplace, wherever we go. Don't be a victim. God has given you authority. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. We're seated with Christ. Everything that belongs to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, King of kings and Lord of lords, God has revealed that to us as well. We are co-heirs with Christ. Imagine Jesus physically walking here amongst us. Man, we'll be confident, wouldn't we? But I'm telling you, Jesus turning to us and saying, everything I have, everything I have released unto you. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me, therefore go. Make disciples of nations. Impact cities and nations. There's so much. And then it says in verse 7 that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. That he might show the exceeding abundance of everything he has in store for us. He wants to reveal it to us and through us. But you have to be a heavenly man, a heavenly woman, to partake of it. There is so much more. There is so much more. I've been this past week, I've been like, just God, I'm in. I am in for this year. I am so in for more of you. I am so in for the fullness of God, the fullness of the promises of Scripture. At the end of the holiday, I saw this picture. I'll share next week, I'll share more about this, but I saw a picture of me walking up these stairs and walking through this door in heaven. And as I walked through this door, I saw like weapons on the walls. It's like an armory. Clint, you love this. It's like this armory of weapons. I was in my civvies, I was in my holiday clothes, and as I walked up and I walked into this armory, it's like just I got clothed, I got weapons. It's like, let's do this. And I felt God saying, the moment you step out, the moment you take on a mission for me, I'll equip you. The moment you step out in faith, I'll give you what you need. And that stepping through, that it was a step of faith. Do you have a mission this year? Or are you just same old, surviving? Oh, I just want to make it this year. You're not going to know the fullness of God. Why not trust the Lord for more? Why not step out and say, I'm going to trust you. I've already on the 29th of January, I'm in Cape Town and I'm going to do a healing service at Shofar Cape Town. So I'm already, okay, I'm out of my comfort zone. Let's do this. Because only Jesus heals. Catch me, Lord. I'm stepping out. Catch me, Lord. Do you have a mission this year? Are you stepping out? Now, I've shared this before. I think Bill Johnson shares this. It's so powerful. He shares the difference between power and authority. Power is like a wave. If you sail the surface, will understand. Power is like a wave of the sea, a wave of the spirit. And if you become a surfer with discernment, you will know when there's a good wave to take and how to take it. Okay, so when you come to know the things of the Spirit, when you come to know the Holy Spirit, you know, okay, God is not, there's a wave, there's something coming, I can just partner with it and I can surf that wave. That's power. Authority is, I'm sitting on my board and there are no waves coming, and this is really frustrating. So in the name of Jesus, wave. Authority is you cause a wave to come because you are there and you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You can step into any situation at any time, and because you are there and you are a heavenly man, a heavenly woman, you can cause the presence and the power of God to descend upon a place. That's authority. And there are so many examples of them. Now, Kevin Dedman is the author of the Firestarters curriculum. He tells the story. He focuses a lot on healing as well, but he says he was sitting on an airplane and he had a good chat with a lady across the aisle, and they were chatting about sandwiches or something. But anyway, so this lady was a healer, a new age healer. And so she asked him, what are you? Well, I'm also sort of a healer. And she said, well, what has she been doing in her new age healing? Well, some people have less stress and some people have less that and nothing significant. Then he started to share some of his experiences, and then her eyes lit up and said, oh, you must pray for my husband, who was asleep next to her. Because he is on a very late stage of cancer. He has cancer in his shoulder, and it spread to 20 different parts of the top part of his body. And so they were on this airplane to go to family to go say goodbye, because it's game over. And so she tells him that guy must pray for you. And so they got off the airplane and they walked to the where you get your luggage, and so now Kevin is walking next to this guy, and this guy's like uncomfortable, saying, well, what do we do? No, we just walk. And as we walk, I'm going to pray for you. So they walked for like a few minutes to go and get their luggage. He put his hand on his shoulder where the main cancer was in his shoulder. He prayed for him, and nothing happened. And so they went to the luggage area, and he chatted with them, and they hugged. They're new ages. They're not Christian. And they hugged, and they chatted, and it was wonderful. But he just prayed for him while they were walking. Nothing big, no worship service, nothing. Just, whoa. And then he went to his car, and he got in his car, and he thought, that's weird. I really felt God's going to touch him, and he left. Now later, 2 weeks later, he spoke to them again, and they said when the door closed on his car, all the pain disappeared in his body. And all the cancer disappeared. Every last bit of cancer in his body disappeared. Now, that psychs me up. Imagine, you know, if you've prayed for a few people with cancer, you really hate cancer. I hate cancer. I despise cancer. Now, just imagine if you and I would begin walking in the fullness of God, and we would be carrying that presence, that you're on an airplane, you have a nice chat, you walk with them, you touch them, you pray for them, and they get instantly healed and become Christians. Imagine you and I could be carrying the presence of God to such an extent that we can walk into a shop and we're standing there, we're chatting to the lady at the till, and suddenly we start hearing the voice of God speaking to us about this person's life, and we start prophesying, speaking the word of God over their lives. I see you going through a divorce. I see you are battling with this. Can I pray with you? Can I bless you? There is so much more. There is so much more that God wants to do. I felt on Friday night, I felt God just whisper this to my heart, that this is the year of our greatest breakthrough. This is the year of our greatest breakthrough in the Spirit. This is the year. And I'm saying yes and amen, Lord. Let it be. Just to end off, I just want to read this one or two verses. Isaiah 43, verse 13. We need to know that our dad reigns in heaven. It says, indeed, before the day was, I am he. This is God speaking. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work. Who will reverse it? I work. Who will reverse it? God is saying, I am before eternity began, I was. From eternity to eternity, I am God. I am at work in this earth. No one can stop it. But we have the privilege of partnering with God. Let's partner with Him this year. Let's partner with Him. And then Psalm 103, verses 19 to 22. It says, the Lord has established His throne in heaven. It is established. It is not under threat. Irrespective of what Julius Malema is doing, our God reigns from heaven. He is established. And His kingdom rules over all. Let's say over all. Over all He reigns. He rules over all. And then He says, bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, the angels, the armies of angels in heaven, you ministers of His who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And then God gives us these beings, super powerful beings called angels, to back our words, to back our declarations, that when we speak the word of God, it says they do His word. When we speak His word, they go and do His word. I think some of our angels are bored to death because we're not stepping out. We're not trusting. We're not saying, okay, God, I'm stepping out. Catch me. It's only by faith. Faith is risk. Step out and trust Him. And He will release His angels to work, to minister on our behalf. Next week, I'm going to share a few things about that. Just want to end off with this prophetic word we received some time ago. I felt the Holy Spirit share this to my heart. For sons and daughters of God, the heavenlies are always open. For sons and daughters, heavenlies are always open. And I sense God saying, God will take us to another level of authority. The Father heart of God will be imparted to us. His heart of love will be imparted to us. His Father heart. Many of us will be fathers or mothers, not just in the natural, but spiritually. We will be fathering, mentoring, loving people with a boldness and a confidence that comes from heaven. God wants to bring an apostolic authority in our midst where we speak to cities, to nations, with the same confidence Jesus had. So He wants us to be fathers, mothers, spiritually. He wants us to have a supernatural confidence and boldness that when we speak, heaven backs our every word because we have the right to speak and the right to act from God, delegated authority. That is His heart. That is what he wants to do. And the key is to believe, to build up our faith so we can ascend that staircase. Before the service, I saw a picture of, God speaks in pictures. Bible speaks about dreams and visions. So I saw a picture of shields and swords lying on the ground. And then I saw people come and pick them up, picking up their shield and picking up their sword. And the shield represents faith. The sword represents the Word of God, the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And I felt that's what God's wanting to do this morning. He wants us to take up our shields, our faith again, to believe again. He wants to take up the Word of God and to start declaring it again. And I also saw a picture of many of us have thrown down our shields and our swords. It's like we've given up. We've said, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of trying. I can't do this anymore. So you've thrown down your shield. You've thrown down your sword. Stuff it. I've given up. And you've succumbed to despair and hopelessness. And so we want to pray with you this morning. So you can take up your shield, take up your sword, metaphorically speaking. And then we can lay aside despair and hopelessness and really start believing again. Maybe you've had a disappointing 2013. Maybe you've had a disappointing life. Some people have a disappointing life. God can turn that around. God will turn it around if you trust Him. Hallelujah. So let's just close our eyes. I want to pray for us. And I really want us to respond this morning. Hallelujah. Please stand with me. Otherwise, you might fall asleep. Let's do a declaration. Okay, we'll do a declaration in a moment. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Thank you, God, that you are passionately interested in each of our lives. Lord, you have written our destiny before we were born. And Lord, you've seen our trials. You've seen our disappointments. Lord, you've seen how we have thrown down, some of us, our swords and our shields. Say no more. You've seen some of us battle depression. You've seen some of us just give up. Thank you, God, this morning you're saying no more. No more. Thank you, God, that this morning you want to release hope over our hearts and set us free. So just as every eye is closed, I just want to give you an opportunity to respond. If that is you, if you have laid down your shield and your sword, you've in a sense given up in certain areas of your life, will you just raise your hand? If you battle with depression, hopelessness, despair, also then just raise your hand. God, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord, that even as we raise our hands, Lord, it's like we might be struggling in tumultuous waters and storms. And Lord, I thank you that as we raise our hand, God, you take it and you pull us out in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, that you are here this morning. Thank you, God, that you are actively involved in our lives. Thank you, God, that you reign from heaven. Thank you, God, that you are almighty and all love. there anybody else wrestling with one of those areas? Just quickly raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Okay, can I just ask, if you raised your hand, could you guys just come forward? We just want to pray with you. Just come forward. We're going to have counselors come as well, some of the life group leaders, ministry leaders. Just also come forward. Just want to pray with you. Just come forward. We found that when people actually pray for people, there's significant life change. You can just stand as that. Just quickly come forward. Just want to pray with you. Want to take authority. Sometimes when we don't have authority, we feel we don't have authority, then somebody else can take authority on your behalf and you can be set free. God, we bless your name. I really sense God wants to set us free from despair and hopelessness. There's still some people that raise their hands. You're welcome to come forward. Our dad reigns over all the earth. Hallelujah. Just make the following declaration. It's going to be man. Ladies, this is not about gender. This is just an identity in God. Just declare the following and say, I am a heavenly man. I am seated in heavenly places. And wherever I go, I cause things to happen. In Jesus' name, I have authority. In Jesus' name. I just sense in my heart, the Lord is saying it's time for you to take up your shield. It's time to take up your sword and to stand. Thank you, Father. And it's like a gift the Lord gives us. Faith is a gift. He gives us a measure, but He can increase our faith through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just take up our shield and our sword in the Spirit. We take up our authority in Christ. Lord, right now, every person in this house, Lord God, may we ascend that staircase. May we take up faith. May we believe. May we know who our God is and who we are in you. And may we take the word of God and begin speaking it over our lives, over our families, over our marriages, over our children, over the workplace, over this city and over this nation. Lord, I thank you for your word in our mouths. Words of faith. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, right now we just pray for those here in the front, God. We just release your grace upon them, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every despair. We take authority over every hopelessness. In any area of our lives, God. In any area of these lives, God. Lord, we take authority over every heaviness, take authority over every despair, every depression, every unbelief, every doubt. God, we release life. We release life over each one. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let my people go. We speak freedom to each and every one. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can I just have a counselor with each person? Everybody covered. Lady over there. Hallelujah. We're going to close the service now. If you need prayer for anything, you're welcome to come forward and we'll pray with you. Sign up for a life group. Actually, especially just promoting the Holy Spirit ones today. And then next week, I'm going to continue. We're going to continue on the topic of authority and taking up our place in the Spirit. So the Lord bless you. So I pray a blessing. Father, we release your people with your blessing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for a hunger and a thirst in our hearts for more of you. We worship you, God, and we declare we will take up our place in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.